Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best-sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs. Okay, let's try this one again. Welcome. Tonight we got a great lineup ahead of you. First off, we got Alice Cooper Supergroups in Concert, El Paso 1980, for all those people that have been asking for it. Next up, we have Bon Scott Forever, Volume 1 of 9. Last, we have Bachman Turner Overdrive, Kicking Ass in Detroit, Michigan, 1984. Alice Cooper started out in the 60s in a Phoenix, I believe, in a band called Spiders, and then soon after, Naz. Changed the name from Naz to Alice Cooper when they found out Todd Rundgren had a band of the same. Alice Cooper, the band, there have been some urban legends about whether or not name came from a Ouija session, et cetera, et cetera. And it's also maybe coincidental that Alice Cooper was a character on Mayberry RFD played by Alice Ghostly time. But whatever, Alice Cooper was born and probably broke into pop charts with the hit I'm 18. And that was in the early 70s, maybe 71, followed very soon after by School's Out, 72. And then they probably peaked on the pop charts with Million Dollar Baby in 73. A little while after that, Alice Cooper went solo in 75, and then self-committed himself in late 70s. I think it was after the 77 tour. Due to his alcoholism and crack cocaine and stuff like that. This concert is right on the heels of him getting out. I think he got out of the sanitarium in 78. This was in 1980 in El Paso. And this is probably the best incarnation of Alice Cooper, the band. Oh, and by the way, in 75, he took the band name as his own full name. But at any rate, let's move on with the concert. Sorry for the technical difficulty. And let's hope we resolve them. Rock on. And in case you didn't know, the smoking lamp is lit. Listening to Quack House Radio, the best sound in 64K stream on the planet. We're found at quackhouseradio.net. Just point your browser there where you can find all kinds of cool stuff like chat, as well as scheduling, etc., etc. We also have a Facebook presence. Point your browser to www.facebook.com/groups/quackhouse. See you there. Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to Supergroups in Concert. I'm Pat St. John, and tonight we're presenting Alice Cooper, featuring Alice Cooper on lead vocals, Fred Mandel on guitars, Mike Panera on guitar, Dwayne Hitchings on keyboard and guitar, Eric Scott on bass, and Ross Solomon on drums. Also featured within the program tonight will be brief interviews with Alice Cooper. And now, Supergroups in Concert presents Alice Cooper.
All right, El Paso!
Street. I'm adding it.
Stay tuned for a little conversation with Alice Cooper, and then more music as Supergroups in Concert.
We're
back with Supergroups in Concert and Alice Cooper. Alice, it's obvious that your concert performance is quite different from the way you must work in the studio. Just how different is your preparation from one to the other?
Well, I have more time to turn into Alice for once on stage, you see, because that takes a whole preparation to become Alice, you know. In the studio, you're in there and you're pretty much playing to a kind of a sterile microphone, you know. So it's a little harder becoming Alice, but, you know, he's there in spirit, you know. If he were here right now, he'd be here.
Share a bed, a little loving, and TV. Yeah.
screaming through the night. In your arms when you're feeling the shakes, and I'm the earth and the ground when the roof city shakes, and I'm the loudest one laughing at the saddest way. You know me, I'm pain. Yes, I'm pain. I was the wound in the side while it was Jesus' grave. I was the filthiest word on the vandalized grave. You know me, I'm pain. I'm your pain. You need your pain. And I love that pain. It's a compliment to me to feel you screaming through the night. All night. Tonight.
I drink more than I need. Until the TV's dead and gone. Well, I may be lonely, but I'm never alone. And the night may pass me by, but I'll never cry. Take away my eyes. Sometimes I'd rather be blind. Break a heart. You can break a heart of stone. Open it up, but don't you leave. Don't you leave it alone, 'cause that's all I got. A virgin, it ain't never been tried, and you know, but I never cry. Take away my eyes. Sometimes I'd rather be blind. Break a heart. You can break a heart of stone. Open it up, but don't you leave. Don't you leave it alone, 'cause that's all I got. A virgin, it ain't never been tried, and you know, I never cry, and you know, I never cry, and you know, you know, you know, you know, I never cry, oh, I never cry.
Alice Cooper, our supergroup in concert, will be back with more rock and roll. Supergroups in concert and Alice Cooper. Alice, will you continue to pursue a television and film career?
I think I watch everything on TV. I have 22 television sets at home, and I keep them on at all times. I watch everything that moves, you know. It's like a vast library of useless knowledge. And I love it, you know, it's great. And I think that I probably will inevitably be on television, you know, not in a series or Hollywood Squares or anything like that, but I think that probably I'll be involved in movies or videotape or who knows what they're going to invent next, you know. Might maybe holograms in your living room. I'd be in your living room.
boys. I splash and I slash and feline dirt goes flying. Midnight, neck fight, says night, dying.
Listening to Alice Cooper in Concert, Crab Radio Live on QuackHouseRadio.net.
I'm a clown. I know that I'm fine. I'm ordering more on the way. I'm a true doctor. Three's on the line. Another day. boys, dick boys, wrong ones.
I'm all alone, so are we all. We're all clones. I wonder what wrong, I wonder what wrong. I'm all alone, so are we all. We're all clones. I wonder what wrong, I wonder what
Alice Cooper will take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more Supergroups in Concert.
We're back with Alice Cooper on Supergroups in Concert. Alice, what do you feel it was that made you successful?
Probably my talent and my charm. No, I think it was the fact that it was like, that it was, I'm needed. You know, I think there needs to be a little Alice in everybody's life. For every Pat Boone, I think there needs to be an Alice. You know, it's the kind of thing where I keep reminding you about that there's, but there's this other ironic side of life, and Alice is really has fun up there. He's sort of like a timeless character, you know, and so like he can just about do anything and never have to answer for it. I'm not Alice right now, you know, because he wouldn't do anything like this. He never talks to the audience. He never does anything because he's more of an unearthly kind of character, and I never know what he's going to do. So, you know, that's. The success, I think, comes in sensationalism. I think more people would go to an airplane wreck than would go to a...
Rumble it. gluing flesh for me to hold. Cadaver eyes upon me see nothing. Before they rise, no farewells, no goodbyes. I never even knew your now rotting face. While friends and lovers mourn your silly grave, I have other uses for you, darling.
Shoot!
Alice Cooper. Our supergroup in concert will be back.
Our supergroup in concert,
Alice Cooper, will continue in a few seconds. But first, Alice, I understand you're an excellent golfer. What's your handicap, and could you share with us your most interesting foursome?
Uh-huh. Well, I haven't played golf for a while. I made a deal with Alice on the last, about a year ago, that I'd stop playing golf and doing things like that if you'd go back on tour. And so, like, we did that. We went and did the Madhouse tour. So I haven't really touched a club in a while. But last game I shot was, I think, a 77. And I had my first hole-in-one. And it was like a Mickey Mouse hole-in-one. I was in Hawaii, and I hit a pile of lava rocks with a one-iron. Good shot, real long shot, you know, way off to the right. And it hit on the green, and it rolled into the hole with a witness. My own manager saw this. It was like, you know, like Donald Duck hitting one, you know. It bounces off all the trees and goes in. And the most interesting foursome, I think, was Chubby Checker, Linda Lovelace, and some guy with a hook.
On the run, I'm driving in my car now.
Stand.
Supergroup in Concert is Alice Cooper, and they'll be back with more.
Our Supergroup in Concert is about to continue, but before they do, I want to ask Alice a question. In shows past, we've seen monsters, ghouls, and a consortium of other characters. Why are they in your shows, and which are your favorites?
Well, because they live with me at home, and I don't like to leave them there, you know, so I bring them on the tour with me. They act as great bodyguards, and they keep maids away from the room. And I just happened to find a place for them on the stage, and I think that they more or less, I think, deluxe the stage, you know. And why shouldn't they be up there? I mean, I would want to see Alice involved in what he's best at, and that's, you know, in the middle of all these things. Of course I want to see Alice with a boa constrictor, you know. And of course I want to see him beating up Cold Ethel, which is, you know, a half ballerina, half ragdoll. You know, and who knows what else? You know, whatever is suggested up there, Alice might do. There's a 13-foot cyclops up there. To Alice, that's, you know, normal. To me, it's normal.
Violent convulsions, and finally, death. You know, I think what I love the most about her is her inborn need to dominate, to possess such power and dignity, unhampered by sentiment. If I may put forward a slice of personal philosophy, I feel that man has ruled this world as a stumbling, demented child king long enough. And as his empire crumbles, my precious Black Widow shall rise as his most fitting successor.
These words he speaks are true. We're all human Ares too. We don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow.
Thank you. to be his toy.
And every girl and boy
will learn to be employed. The Black Widow.
Cooper, recorded live. Supergroups in Concert was produced for the ABC Radio Network by Patrick Griffith and Kevin Kalunian of GK Productions. I'm Pat St. John. Thanks for listening.